Talk about being in contention and what this means to you right now.
Well, I mean, it's obviously a great atmosphere up there. It's lovely to be up in this championship. I've always, you know, looked at this one on television as a kid and everything, and to be out there in the last group, even if it's not going to be on the Sunday now, on the Saturday, you know, with the atmosphere, and it's something that's not everybody get to do that. So, you know, I've enjoyed my day and this week, and I'm just going to try my hardest tomorrow. I need to assemble some sort of an attack now. It was left a bit of a sour taste. The three putt, the last, and then 4-1 further back. I thought level, you know, would have been all right, but that's the way it goes. Just got to hang in there. I thought I was hanging in there good, even though I had a bit of a up and down start. Missing out on the birdie opportunities on 5 and 9 is one disappointment, and then I would have hoped to make one or two putts on the back nine. I thought I had the ball in play most of the back nine, and that was, I think I made like 12 pars in a row or something until the bogey on 18. So, you know, I was there and thereabout on most holes. So I would have needed to make a couple of putts today.
One more thing, the challenge of doing what you've done the last year, taking it into Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna take a big move tomorrow to challenge Lee and the other guys, because they're gonna, you know, go at it. I'm just happy with the way I've performed this week. You know, I've been plodding along and kept to my game plan most of the week, and I still don't feel like I'm playing 100%. That's for sure. So it would have been nice to be a little bit more confident when you're up in this position, you know. So, but that's something I can build on. I will take some good learning experiences from this week, no matter what happens, and then you know, we get back at it again at the PGA Championship.
Thanks, man. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.